Leo Frank, Georgia, Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 101. Here is the extracted text from the image, question. How come you to know she lived there? Answer. Because I passed her house every morning. Question. And the man was named Dalton? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Who was with Mr. Frank? Answer. The lady that was with Mr. Frank was Miss Daisy Hopkins. Question. Where did she live? Answer. I don't know, sir. Where Miss Daisy Hopkins lived? Question. Where did she work? Answer. She worked up on the fourth floor. Question. Do you know where she is now? Answer. No, sir. Question. Now, what time of day was that? Answer. It would always be somewhere about 3 or 3:30. Question. Where did Mr. Frank tell you to watch that time? Answer. I would be up there sweeping, and Mr. Frank, question. That time, that particular time, I mean. Answer. Well, I would be sweeping. Question. I'm talking about that time, that particular time? Answer. When he told me to watch? Question. Yes, what did he say to you when he told you? Answer. I'm going to explain to you now, question. That particular time now? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Give it to me now? Answer. I would be there sweeping, question. Oh, don't give me what you would be doing. I want you to be doing. I want to know about that particular time? Answer. I was at the factory. Question. Where? Answer. Sweeping on the second floor. Question. Now, what time was that? Answer. Somewhere about 3 o'clock or 3:30. Question. Somewhere about 3 or 3:30? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Then what happened? Answer. Well, there would be one lady in the office. Question. I am talking about that particular time. The first time he ever talked to you there, you were in the pencil factory? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. When Mr. Frank called you? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. You were on the second floor? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Then Mr. Frank called you, and then you went to Mr. Frank's office? Answer. Yes, sir.